This is the BBC.
We're back in for Grimmy this week on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. This is the Scott Mills Daily Podcast. The first prize is revealed on Jan Slam and it's ridiculous. Also, the last thing you'll hear from Mariah Carey for 12 months. One of our listeners gambles on the music game really early and it doesn't end well. And Emma Willis tells us all about the celebrity Big Brother rumours. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. Oh, good morning. This is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. On the 2nd of January, that's right. I'll tell you what, Scotland, you've got the right idea. 2 days off.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year, everyone. Oh, hi, Chris.
Hiya.
Really want to be Scottish today, do you?
Well, just for the other day off.
Yeah. Yeah, and they've got it right.
That's lush. Well, that's how it should be done.
Absolutely. I don't know if we've got anyone listening in Scotland right now, but probably not, but hello, anyway.
But how does it work? So they get that extra day, or do they... I mean, do we get an extra one another time, like, for where we are right now? Or, like, how does it work?
No, it's just they've always got the second off.
Oh, so good.
Hope you're right this morning. Oh, I'm doing a classic New Year basic thing. I've already been looking up diets, haven't I?
Have you?
Yeah, so I just have an omelette in the morning, then a chopped romaine salad for lunch. What's that? I think this is an American website. And then simply some prawns and a marinara sauce in the evening.
That's
apparently
rubbish.
It's all going to fall off me. Or you could just go fishing a rice
cake. So be honest as well, in the run-up to New Year's Eve, did you just, like, where you've just let go and just gone, right, I'm going to let it all inside me, right? I'm going to eat anything. And at that point, it just escalated into absolutely everything.
I mean, this is a terrible situation. Something needs to be done. I need an intervention. Like this.
8 o'clock in the morning, I'll have fish and a rice cake. At 10 o'clock, I'll have fish. At 12 o'clock, I'll have fish and a rice cake.
I wonder if he's got... Because that was years ago now, that guy on the fish and rice cake diet. I wonder if he's got some kind of vlog now. Keen to follow.
Scott Mills.
How was your actual New Year, Chris?
New Year's was good. I had a party at mine. And so it was quite good, but I did have to entertain a lot of people.
Right. And beer pong was on, was it?
Beer pong was on, and my girlfriend's mum really got involved, but she got really angry. Because, you know, in beer pong, where if you sort of bounce the ball, but then someone from your team can hit it away if it bounces more than once.
Yeah.
So whenever someone did that, she'd get really angry and go, they're not the rules!
Well, no, they are the rules, hon.
It went full sort of, you know, Delia, where she did that whole, where are you?
Delia Smith.
Yeah, it was like that when she did that at the football. And also, New Year's Eve, at actual midnight, really mucked up for me.
Right. Well, whose fault is that?
Well, actually, I'd like to blame Jordan North for that.
Don't blame
totally
Jordan.
Totally ruined it for me.
Literally, I can't believe he's not on Radio 1 now.
What happened?
I mean, he's been on, like, literally... every show. Is he on today? Of course he's on today. What, 10 hours is it? Oh, well, at 10. Sorry.
10 hours today? Well, I should explain what happened.
Not
there,
10
right?
hours, that was New Year.
Yeah, so Jordan North was doing New Year's Eve here on Radio 1, and I had the fireworks on my TV, and because I was doing a party, but the TV wouldn't turn up loud enough, I had Radio 1 on really, really loud, but then at about...
Sounds like I've never seen on BBC One at midnight as well, around then.
You what?
Some man on BBC One.
Oh, right.
Roman someone.
Okay, yeah. And anyway, look, the fireworks were on. So I've got the fireworks on the TV, Radio 1's on really loud. And then about a minute before midnight, something went wrong with my internet. I assume because the networks went down.
Were you buffering?
And it all started buffering.
Oh, no.
So the problem is I had Jordan North wishing me Happy New Year's at about 30 seconds past midnight.
Right.
So, and it completely ruined the moment.
I was in a club in Halifax and I actually downloaded a clock app on my phone with the seconds on. So, because I've played New Year's Eve before and I've got the timing all wrong. And I've either gone really early or 3 minutes late.
Yeah, there was
and everyone's
an amazing
like doing,
moment.
Like everyone's going like, hello, it's
that's
New
right.
Year.
There was, there was an amazing moment you went 3 minutes too late.
Yes, that's happened before. Anyway, so the resident DJ is like, don't worry about it. I got Big Ben on this USB stick. I was like, awesome. Okay, cool. So at whatever it was, 1 minute before midnight, he was like, leave it to me. I'll do this bit. I was like, all right, then. Puts it on. It's not Big Ben. It's like some clock just chiming. Like, I want the reassuring sounds of Big Ben.
But I think most people on a night out on New Year's think it's actual Big Ben that's been played to them. It's not. It's the DJ pretending to be Big Ben. It's the DJ playing it in.
He's got it there. He's just got it. He can play that any time.
But it's not actual Big Ben.
It was some weird karaoke version of Big Ben. It was just loads of...
Bo bomb.
Oh, no, but on the... Because I was listening to it beforehand, and I was like, it's just people going, yay, actually on the track. And then the worst bongs you've ever heard. So if you saw In the New Year with me in Halifax, sorry about the bongs. I know they weren't the real deal there.
Bong, bong.
Really pathetic.
Scott Mills.
Good morning. If it's your first day back this morning, woof. It's fine. You can do this. We're all in this together. It's like some kind of support group.
Yeah. And good luck as well. Exactly that. Let's all just hold hands and get through this together.
I need a hug. Good morning, Hannah.
Hi, guys.
Happy New Year. How was it for you?
Happy New Year. Wild, actually.
Wild. Why? Where'd you go?
We went to Scarborough for the weekend.
Whoa. Wild. And what happened in Scarborough?
Well, me and my husband actually started quite early. We started drinking at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, not realising what time it actually was.
Okay, and then in bed by 10. Wild. Right, so yeah. Hannah, are you back to work this morning?
Yeah, unfortunately.
What do you do?
I'm a post lady.
Oh, okay. Oh,
so are you delivering right now?
No, not yet. We'll be in about 15 minutes though.
But what I love about your job is it's obviously very good for the fitness, right?
Yeah, lovely for fitness.
You see, that's where we go wrong, Scott, because we're just sat here.
Just sat here.
Do you know what I mean? Like, we need to be moving. That's what we need, treadmills underneath.
We do.
Just to work the legs. Right now, the legs could be moving.
Yeah, they should get treadmills in here. We've said this
before. Great idea.
Yeah, just some weights and that. Okay, Hannah, well, good luck on your first day back. It's up to you to decide the next song on Radio 1. You can either go with me. I've been here a while. You trust me, right?
Yeah.
Or you take a risk on a celebrity gamble. This is what I would like to hear next on Radio 1 this morning. Deep Dish, Flash Dance.
Yes, this is a good one. This is a very good one. Well, I tell them that I'd
rather die. Yes.
I mean, it's very you.
Start the new year right.
Yeah.
So my foot track is Deep Dish, Flashdance, but if you'd rather take the risk on a gamble, the celebrities off this morning are Nigella Lawson. What's Nigella going to pick?
Nigella Lawson?
Yeah, she's on.
All right.
She could have a banger, you don't know.
Yeah, she could, yeah.
You can have Demi Lovato and Big Shaq. So those are the ones on off this morning. Obviously, at spins, you don't know who you're going to get. It's going to be Nigella, Demi Lovato, Big Shaq. How do you feel about those three, Hannah?
They're all really different, aren't they?
Yes, you could say that, yeah.
It's like an ideal dinner party, that, for me. Lawson, Lovato, Shaq.
Okay, yeah, so, do you want to gamble or stick with what you know, me?
I'm not going to lie, I've never heard that song before that you've chose.
What are you on about? Okay, so what are you going to do?
Never in my life have I heard that. Big Shaq, he's somebody that kind of grows on you. Demi Lovato, absolutely love her. And Nigella Lawson, I'm not too sure.
Okay.
Well, it sounds like you're heading more towards the gamble.
Yeah, I think I'm going to gamble. I've got no idea what your song is.
Okay. All right, then. A gamble it is.
Hey, it's Demi Lovato.
Good morning, it's Big Shaq.
Morning, I'm Nigella Lawson.
Good morning.
Man likes Cordy.
Wake up now.
Hey.
Scrap, pop, pop.
Out of bed.
Wake up.
Good morning, there.
Good morning.
You're done, then.
Morning, it's Nigella here. And the song I want to hear today on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show is Sugar Sugar by the Archies. Sorry about that.
You are joking me. Here we go.
Great start to the new year, isn't it?
This isn't happening.
I don't know what to say about this.
This is blowing my mind. Okay, right, well, you've bumped off my flash dance.
I ruined
2018. Yeah. Oh, wow. All right, well, thanks very much, Hannah.
Happy New Year, guys.
And to you. Sugar. Honey, what's going on? You are my candy girl, and you got me wanting you. Honey, oh, sugar, sugar. Nigella.
So sweet.
Yeah. Out of Simon Aylesbury says, what's happening, please? I feel like I'm in some kind of cereal advert. I know. Don't let it ruin 2018, Adam. Don't be so dramatic.
Although I can imagine Nigella just sort of sideways glancing. Do you know? Loving it.
Sugar.
Absolutely loving it.
So that was Nigella's choice today.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't Big Shaq's.
It wasn't. Damon in King's Lynn, don't be concerned. Nigella Lawson's just chosen this one. Hannah took a gamble.
2018.
Who's not heard of Flashdance, says Julian Belfast. I know. I really thought she was going to go for me there.
This was released in 1969.
Good morning, it's Nigella here, and the song I want to hear today on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show is Sugar Sugar by the Archies. Sorry about that.
Scott Mills. Everyone's kind of back in the real world today, apart from Scotland. You treat yourself to another day off Scotland. Go for it. Our pop stars back to work today, Jimmy Blake.
Yes, yes, yes. Everyone else is struggling along, but some pop stars just get cracking early doors. So, first one, Ariana Grande. We've not heard from her for a while in terms of new music. Last album was 2016's Dangerous Woman, so a decent-sized gap to get people excited. And she's teased a snippet of new music. Do you want to hear a little bit of it?
Yes, please. You can feel it.
Thoughts?
Why is her phone
so she's
going
recorded,
off halfway
through? She's recorded that, what, like, off her phone, off the computer or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, that's right. Exactly what I thought. Apparently she's saying, you can feel it. I heard you're looking thinner.
again.
Do you want to hear the bleep or do you want to hear the whole thing?
Whole thing. Yeah. You
looking thinner. Right, you're looking thinner.
Bing. Yeah.
So
you've got mail, huh?
Exactly. Who do you reckon that mail's from, though? Speculation.
Okay, it sounds good, though.
Yeah, I mean, but also, just a quick sidebar on it. Can 2018 be the year that people stop using initials of female pop stars when there's music coming out? So hashtag AG4 is coming, has been doing the rounds all morning. Hashtag SG2 for Selena Gomez as well. I'm not sure why, but I'm just not a fan of it.
Yeah.
JT, Justin Timberlake, is another one who looks like he's making an imminent return. Classic signs of a pop star comeback. Number one, at the end of last year, it emerged he had trademarked the phrases Man of the Woods and Fresh Leaves for use in music and
I can't wait to hear that story.
Fresh Leaves.
So Man that's, of the Woods.
So they could be the names of singles or albums, but classic pop star move to copyright for merch and that sort of thing. Number two, if you go on his website today, there's nothing except for a little symbol, which some eagle-eyed fans, not me included, I hadn't spotted this, are made up of the letters M-O-T-W. Again, Man of the Woods. Exactly. The rebrand is on.
Right.
And he's got the Super Bowl coming up in March as well, so he'd be a bit mad if he didn't have new music for that one as well.
He's got fresh leaves.
He has got fresh leaves for the Super Bowl.
Been in the woods.
And finally, as you mentioned, Emma Willis is on the show to talk about Celebrity Big Brother. Quite a lot of rumours doing the round, as per usual. So can you get her to clear some of these up when she's on later?
Yeah, Emma's here with us from 8:30. So, yeah, of course, go.
Great. So, Rachel Johnson, Boris's sister, is the only one that's confirmed so far. Their dad, Stanley, was on I'm a Celeb.
Getting involved
now.
Yeah,
the Johnsons are on.
Loving it. So, Sandra Martin, who used to be on Gogglebox with her mate Sandy.
Love.
Remember them from Brixton. Sandy was on it before, so it wouldn't surprise me if Sandra's going for it as well.
Right.
Elizabeth McKenna, fresh off of The Apprentice. Great agent, if that's true, that one. Famously difficult to work with. Louise Thompson, Made in Chelsea and The Jump. Apparently her brother Sam was on it. I don't remember her brother Sam Thompson.
Yeah.
Remember him?
Yeah, he sort of looks like me.
Does he?
Yeah, okay. Lots of people say that.
What, if you squint?
No.
Oh, I'm joking, Chris.
It's not something I'm proud of.
Oh.
So another one, Sunita. Simon Cowell's ex, I think, should be a good one. Katie Hopkins.
Oh, God.
She's been in before, right? In 2015.
Yeah, she has.
But tweeted the words TikTok, TikTok, which some people think means she's counting down to the start of the show, but I think that's a bit of a leap.
I think it could just be attention, Jimmy.
Yeah, it could just be a clock. And it's been billed as an all-female house this time, but it's also been teased that men will be heading in at some point, right?
Right.
So leading the way on the male rumour mill is Scott Disick from The Kardashians.
Right, if he's in it, I am watching this.
It would be really good.
Lord
if he's isn't sick. It? But reportedly, he's been offered six figures to do it, but hasn't agreed to it because he wants to be flown in on a private jet. So can you get Emma Willis to clear up the whole men thing and those rumours, please?
Okay, no worries. Emma's with us from 8.30 this morning. I just know we're going to get all the answers within about 5 minutes.
Sure.
Yeah.
Scott Mills.
You know how you get really excited when you see that a certain celebrity's been to a restaurant and then you look up the menu and trying to work out what they would have had in the restaurant?
It's really sad. I'm just sort of intrigued to look at the menu as they would have looked at it and, figure out what they're having.
Yeah, you do it a lot with Justin Bieber, actually.
Yeah. When he's in the UK, I sort of keep an eye on him.
Actually, looks at the menu, he's like, he definitely had the fish cakes. How would you feel if Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, on New Year's Eve, you're on an economy flight to Nice in the south of France. How do you feel if they're on the same flight as you? Because that happened on New Year's Eve.
Did it?
Right. 9:55 a.m, economy flight, Heathrow to Nice.
Right, and they just casually get on.
Yeah. They boarded the plane first and headed straight for the toilet. It's because they're not seen.
Ah.
Yeah,
what do you mean? So they went into the toilets and then what? As it's going into the air, they get out the toilets?
No, they're not. They don't go in the toilets. They just go to the back near where the loos are so no one spots them.
What, they just stood around at the back?
No, you can't stand on a plane,
What's going on then?
Well, no, they're just there. So you're like, so they don't look conspicuous. That's what you do. You head to the back.
Well, I would say that would draw more suspicion for me because I always keep an eye on the toilets on a plane.
This is a bit like when I was getting off a plane about 2 years ago and I was like, someone really important on this plane. Who is it? Because I was told, as I was getting off the plane, I was like, sir, could you just move away from the door? And I was like, who's it going to be? And I was like, all right. And he's like, no, sir, no, really, you need to move away from the doors now. I'm like, who is getting off this plane? You know who it was?
Who?
Paris Hilton. I don't want a dead no. Bit of a letdown, no offence. I don't want a sort of. It's going to be like someone, like a politician or something. The way I was told to move out the doors rapidly, it was like.
Scott Mills. Yes. Reclaiming my time.
I had Radio 1 on my telly and my phone in my hand. And I was like, it's not going to happen. And then suddenly it just came up on my phone.
The Radio 1 Jan Slam. January is for winners.
I'm so excited about this. Yes, it's January. Yes, it's probably a struggle this morning because it's your first day back and you are 90% cheese. But Christmas is over. Back to college, back to work, back to school. And it's that time where it's like you had such a good time with your mates and your family and there's nothing really planned. It's all a little bit bleak. We've changed that. Like we did this time last year, Jan Slam is back. Every day in the fairly depressing month of January, we're making it not depressing in any way because we're giving away incredible prizes to make 2018 your year. And there really is something for everyone. I've got the list here in front of me and I mean, it's insane.
I can't believe this is every day as well.
We have literally got the biggest names in music and TV and movies and sport to help us. We've teamed up with these people and we're going to make your January world class. Shall I kick off today then?
Here we go.
Ah, today, your prize is two tickets to watch Anthony Joshua's next UK fight, plus you will meet the champion himself, actual heavyweight champion of the world, at the pre-fight weigh-in. This is huge.
In the prize corner.
It's the perfect punch, the perfect foil.
Yeah, that's a cracking right hand from Joshua. But then Klitschko responds with the same shot. One of these men is going to get knocked out.
We have witnessed one of the great heavyweight championship contests in recent memory. The winner, the undefeated challenger, AJ.
You know me, I ain't got a clue about much sport, but I know that these tickets are like gold dust.
This prize is massive. Anthony Joshua is currently the unified world heavyweight champion. I cannot believe that you could have a chance to meet him pre-fight.
Right.
It's nuts, this prize. He will go down as one of the best British sportsmen that has ever been produced. His next fight will be watched around the world. The hype is going to be massive.
Imagine how much your Instagram will go into meltdown when you get a selfie with the heavyweight champion of the world.
The pre-fight weigh-in as well. It's just an amazing way to start Jan Slam.
Okay, so here's the important bit. If you want to win these Anthony Joshua tickets All you've got to do is answer this question. In 2017, Anthony Joshua fought Carlos Takam in which UK capital city? A. Belfast. B. Cardiff. C. Edinburgh. Don't forget, once you've entered, you must be listening to us on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show at 8 a.m. tomorrow. I will give you a word that you need to answer your phone with if we call you live on the radio. It must be that word and that word only. Otherwise, you are not going to see Anthony Joshua. But this is just a crazy, crazy thing. Anthony Joshua tickets, and you will meet him at the pre-fight weigh-in. I'll give you a word tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. You must be here to be in with a chance of this.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Dre in Manchester. She says, wow, Jan Slam has started with a bang then. Aren't you meant to save the best prize until last? We're just getting started. Some of these prizes are... I've never seen anything like it. I've been at Radio 1 a while. I don't think we've ever done anything like this before.
And the fact that this is every day as well. Also, one of the prizes this week... I mean, this is an amazing start.
But careful.
One of the prizes this week is... Wow. Seriously.
Emma Willis is going to be with us in the next 10 minutes. I believe she just arrived. We'll get her a cup of tea, sort her out. Celebrity Big Brother starts tonight. And we're going to grill Willis about who's going in. Thing is, she's done this for such a long time. It's quite hard to crack her. But I know you're going to give it a good go.
Yeah. Well, you can tell by the way she smiles.
You can.
And then we will...
Not great on the radio. But
yeah. No, but we can then pass on.
We'll pass on our knowledge.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Emma Willis.
Hello, Scott Mills.
What a New Year treat.
How are you?
Really good, thank you. Chris, if you cannot go anywhere near Emma with any sugar, please back off. She's sugar-free.
Are you? All started yesterday. I do it every single year, and I make my kids do it as well.
So how long's that going to last?
January.
All right.
The whole month.
Fine.
I do like a, you know, some people do dry jam. I do sugar-free jam.
Yeah.
And my kids hate me.
Is it true that your husband Matt chucked everything with sugar away yesterday?
Literally. My daughter was going, but that was my present from Nanny.
Don't care, it's going in the bin.
Like, yeah, but, you know, it's going to be off in a month, so let's just get rid of it.
Oh, I bet he was well popular in your house yesterday.
Yeah, he was.
So you straight off to Big Brother after this, are you?
Yes, I am.
Oh, it never stops for you. But I know... Like, because I've known you such a long time, I know you love doing this so much.
Yes, I do.
And it's particularly exciting this year, you were just saying.
Yes, it is. I think it's going to be... I think they're really trying to make it different this year. And I think it's a really interesting theme. I think it's an of-the-moment theme. And I think it's all going to be about the women.
So it starts... We start with an all-female house, is that
right?
We
do, yes.
And then we might add some men in later on.
Possibly.
Okay.
You know.
All right, then.
Do you get a say?
If they're lucky.
Do you get a say on who's going into the house? I've always wondered this.
No.
Serious? Because I thought you sort of run the show there as well. Like,
she does run the show.
Yeah.
Well, I run the show for the 90 minutes we're on air. But then the person in my ear is running the show as well, really, who's pressing all the buttons. No, I have zero say.
Right.
I can suggest. They always say, you know, if you can think of anybody, just, you know, send us a text or let us know anyone who you've met. Or I'm always like, Scott Mills would be amazing.
He could be the man that goes in.
You could be.
Hello, ladies.
Maybe we could go in together.
Well, yeah. How long in advance do you know before? Like, when did you get told the final list? Is it like days ago or did you know ages ago?
I think they were working on Housemates up until quite late because they wanted to get it like 100% perfect.
We were saying something earlier as well. It's quite reassuring because it's like cold and it's dark and then you're going to pop up tonight on the TV.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh... Good. I don't mind getting back to normal now because Emma's on. It's all fine. It's quite reassuring for me. I quite like it.
I found out just before Christmas to answer your question. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah. Right.
And I've just been reading about them all on the way here.
Have you?
Yes.
Okay. On your phone, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, hand that over.
It's over there.
So the launch is going to be all female Housemates tonight on Channel 5. There is one confirmed person, right?
Yes, there is one confirmed person.
Who that?
Who that is?
Oh, please say the wrong one.
Oh no!
Please say the wrong one.
Who? See, it's happening again. You don't know what to say.
Please say the wrong one.
Rachel Johnson. Oh. I just had to double check that I didn't say the wrong name.
Now the Johnsons are really loving a bit of the reality TV right now, aren't they?
Do you know what? When I was told that name, I was like, really?
I know.
But Stanley was fantastic in I'm a Celeb.
So this is Boris's sister.
Yes.
Okay.
She's a journalist and a writer, and yeah, she does bits of TV as well. And
do you know, we were just looking back earlier, like, that show has given us some of our favourite television clips. Who can forget? 2016, Gemma's blow dry.
Guys, I know the right thing to do would be to not have this blow dry.
This is unbelievable. This has happened, by the way. This
but
happened.
You've been whinging about the whole time.
You know the situation with me, yeah. So if I have it done, you ain't got to put up with the moaning, but I'm happy to boil kettle water all day.
Babe, we've had no
to keep you warm.
We've had no hot water and appliances before. It's not that big a deal. We've done it before. Go get it, girl.
It's something that really means a lot to me.
Why was everyone so fine with that? It's like, no hot water for the house or Gemma gets a blow dry.
The wrath of Gemma is worse.
The JC. This is one of my favourites, which I'd actually not seen or heard for ages. Classic Big Brother, George Galloway.
Now, would you like me to be the cat?
Yes, please.
I can see why you love it so much.
It's amazing.
And then obviously, Kim Woodburn was just...
Good morning.
Is there anything you'd like to talk about before you get back into the house?
The whole, what I call, conspiracy in here against me. I think I've cracked it. Nicole, in a word. She's got them under a spell, dear. She says jump, they say how high. She is painting a picture of me that doesn't exist.
Now, I wanted to start a petition just to get Kim in every year.
No, tell me again, why don't you want to go in?
Me? Oh, yeah, let's talk more about this.
No. I'm scared of Kim. But I love her on television. She didn't like the house much, did she?
I knew it would be filthy dirty. It was stinking. After 10 days, I went in.
Well, you're the best qualified to clean it up.
Why should I? I'm not cleaning on that show. I'm going as Kim Woodburn. I washed dishes, did everything. They live in stink and filth,
a
lot of them.
Listen to me, dear. She didn't like Philip Schofield's questions once she'd left the house at all.
So how much did they pay you?
Nothing to do with you, Philip, is it? What are they paying you?
Well, nothing to do
then
with you.
Then don't be naughty. Thank you. Don't be cheeky.
I love
that. Don't be naughty.
Don't, right, listen to me, dear.
Do you regret going in?
I love the money. Adorable. At 74, my God, it beats cleaning lathies. No, I'll tell you why. I may be 74. Don't mess with me.
Scott Mills.
Right, look me in the eyes, Willis.
Okay, I'm looking you in the eyes.
Louise Thompson, made in Chelsea.
What? Who's that?
Oh, every year. Good at this. Okay.
Come on, hit me with another.
Katie Hopkins.
What?
I know, but that's the rumour. But she's been in there already. She's been in the house already.
No, we're not having people that have already been in.
Okay. All right, well, that's
there you
interesting.
Go. That's one,
which would suggest a yes to the one before.
Yeah. Sinita.
Oh, she'd be good, wouldn't she?
She would be good.
She would be good. How has that never happened?
Right. I thought it had.
I've got a little book of comments that I make to each person, by the way. I read it in my back pocket. So I don't say yes or no. I just go, oh, that's a good idea.
I know, wouldn't they be good? You've got this down.
Who else?
Well, obviously, we're going to start with a female lineup, but then let's say there's always a Kardashian rumour. Let's say that Scott Disick went into the house. Lord Disick. You know,
they talk about him every year, though, don't they? Yeah. Every series, his name comes up. I don't think he really needs it, does he?
No.
Or does he?
Is there anyone else? Oh, Honey G.
Honey G.
It is one of the rumours.
Is it?
Yeah.
No.
Brenda from Bristol. Do you know who that is?
I've heard of her.
I mean, think about this. Listen to Brenda now and think how good she'd be.
You're joking. Not another one? Oh, for God's sake, I can't stand this. There's too much politics going on at the moment. Why does she need to do it?
That's Brenda there, who got stopped on the street by a BBC reporter when Theresa May called the election and became a kind of a viral sensation.
You're joking. Not another one?
You were mouthing every single word of what she said. You know it.
I know it. Yeah, also, as I said, this is a rumour.
My name's Honey G.
Honey G.
Sweet like Honey G.
And where are you from?
North Wheezy.
Would be good. Obviously, there's the... there's always, like, a Love Island rumour, like...
Yo! It's your parent polar bear from Love Island. My head's gone. Hey, tune in today, everyone. Radio 1, Chris Stark, Scott Mills. It's going to get a little bit litty. It's going to go off. Make sure you're all there. My G's.
That's
who's that?
Chris Hughes, the apparent polar bear there from Love Island.
Oh,
did you watch that show?
No.
Did you not?
Funnily enough, I was watching a different show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, actually. Oh, yeah, that must be a real conflict for you.
Is the bit on the side on? As well, is
yeah,
that coming back.
Yeah, yeah, Ryland's back.
I always, I watch it now to watch the audience.
I'm sorry, why?
There's some right characters on that.
Yeah,
late at night, right?
Especially good.
Back from the pub.
Yeah,
and keep an eye on the audience. They're amazing because they just sort of. There's a couple that I notice are there all the time.
Well, yeah, there's a few diehards in there. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, like, where do you find them?
Borehamwood High.
Various places.
Do you think, like, the because it's all females to start with, do you think that's going to massively, like, change the dynamic of things?
I don't know, you know. Yeah. I really don't know. I think it's nice that a bunch of women get to go in first, so they get to know each other before potentially any men come in and change the dynamic. So I think it's good that they all get some time to themselves to talk about.
Have they revamped the house again? Because they do like to do that every year.
Yeah, it looks really cool, actually. It's nice and
clean.
Is there
a log fire? And sauna?
No, I don't think there's a fire. It's a TV set.
Oh, yeah,
they can't have a fire what massive, there.
There's a room with a log fire and a sauna. Maybe I don't want to see them having a good time, Emma.
Maybe it's... There'll definitely be some wonderful tasks thrown in.
Yeah, what's your biggest prediction about this series? What's the one thing that's going to make it extra different, aside from... the way it started,
or is there one person that you know about, you're really excited about,
or is there going to be a definite romance? Like, what are you predicting?
I don't think there'll be any romance.
Okay,
I'm predicting no romance.
Is there one person you're really excited about, in particular, like just one that you're like, oh yes, they're going to be amazing? Maybe like Kim last year.
There's a couple.
Is there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll tell you after, Scott.
Yeah, can you? All right, and the mics are off, Emma. They're not. Right, Emma Willis, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Celebrity Big Brother tonight. It wouldn't be January without it.
Scott Mills.
I know it's normally done on a Friday, but just to kind of kickstart and get the new year right, we're going to do a Nick's tape at 9:30 this morning.
Yeah, I think it's needed. Good idea.
Okay, that's at 9:30. Grimmy's back next week. Right, going to mention Mariah Carey now, but just to let you know, this is probably the last time she will get mentioned until next December before they put her back in the garage with the dust sheet over until December the 1st next year. But she's done it again. You know, over Christmas I've been playing... I mean, there's some sound engineer that just isolated her microphone so you couldn't hear the track, but just Mariah's vocal of All I Want for Christmas. This was a couple of years ago in one of her live performances.
Make my wish come true.
Yeah.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then.
You.
And then on the very same performance, she finished the song and then came out with this really bizarre statement.
Yeah. Merry Christmas! I'm getting a new coat.
I'm getting a new coat. She's done it again. You know they have that big celebration in Times Square on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, she's got to do this every year, by the way. It needs to happen.
But here I am again. It's Christmas and New Year, so here I am. Anyway, on New Year's Eve this year, it was like the coldest one. It was freezing. And you can see, like, it's so cold that you can just see people's eyes. They've got, like, their scarf up to here. Mm. It was freezing. But anyway, Mariah's there. Not wearing that much. And there was hot tea promised because it was so cold. The tea didn't show up. So she, on the microphone, says this.
Happy New Year! I just want to take a sip of tea if they'll let me. They told me there would be tea. Oh, it's a disaster. Okay, well, we'll just have to rough it. I'm going to be just like everybody else with no hot tea.
I'm going to rough it just like everybody else with no hot tea.
I mean, she's basically saying, oh, I haven't got my tea, so I'm going to have to be like you.
With you lot.
I'm going to have to rough it.
Yeah.
Happy New Year! I just just want to take a sip of tea if they'll let me. They told me there would be tea. Oh, it's a disaster. Okay, well, we'll just have to rough it. I'm going to be just like everybody else with no hot tea.
It's peak Mariah Carey.
Oh, wow.
We're back tomorrow morning from 6:30 on BBC Radio 1. Scott.